More than 5,000 National Guard troops are on the Mississippi coast dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. Officials expect another 3,000 troops to arrive there by tomorrow. Earlier today, I spoke with the head of Mississippi's National Guard, Major General Harold Cross. He laid out his mission.
Right now, we don't have a big civil unrest problem. We've got some mischief, of course, and some looting, and people are getting desperate sometimes in gasoline lines and et cetera. But our biggest thrust right now, our greatest priority, is to get food and water to those people that will starve without it, that are stranded. So we're continuing to flow troops in here from the efforts of the National Guard Bureau and other states. And as they come in, we're directly assigning them out with a battle plan that we've already drawn up.
The communication infrastructure there on the coast was largely wiped out. How has that affected your chain of command on the ground? Who's actually in charge of the relief efforts on the Mississippi coast?
It did affect our chain of command in the military. You know, we didn't have anything up, no boost towers or anything that would allow us to do cellular activity. And we didn't have enough handheld radios to get line of sight, of course, and we had people spreading out on reconnoiter. We just had to do orders by runner from commander to commander, and I was directing that and trying to get as much situational awareness as I could the first night before daylight, you know, after the wind subsided. After daylight, of course, we did observation helicopters and then surveyed the situation to let the authorities in Mississippi and Washington know of the magnitude of the disaster. And basically our message then was roll everything you can as quick as you can.
How do you feel like the response has been?
Well, the response has been great, except, you know, you got to realize that to roll a division of troops, you've got to bring them from different states in convoys. They've got to bring their own fuel along the way because they can't depend on stopping and getting it. They've got to bring their own provisions for about 10 days, and that's the reason, 6 or 7 days later, they're just now closing on this area.
I'm wondering about the morale among the Guard members there in the Mississippi area. We know that many of them have just come back from duty in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Probably 90% of the forces that I'm employing now of the Mississippi National Guard have had experience either in Afghanistan and Iraq. And by the way, I've got 4,000 Mississippi National Guardsmen, almost as many as I've got on the coast right now, in Iraq and Afghanistan. And they are very, very concerned. Many of them have families that they can't hear from, and they're trying to fight the war forward over there, yet they're very concerned about their wife and children that they can't get communication with, and they know that most probably their homes are destroyed. But the morale, as far as the troops on the ground here, we've been surging ever since the winds died down and operating on no more than 3 or 4 hours of sleep per night. The first 72 hours, no sleep. And everybody is mission-focused when you get into that mode. You get a real surge, adrenaline flow, and morale is good. But you got to expect, you know, exhaustion sets in. And my concern, too, is we're flying so many stars. I got to really take note of making sure our air crews get proper rest.
Do you feel like the Iraq deployment at all is a hindrance to your ability to respond to this disaster?
If I had all of my guard forces here, obviously I would have been able to respond with more quicker, without question. But, you know, we're also fighting an enemy forward, too, and that's a global war on terrorism. And, sure, I would like to have three times as many forces always in the state that I've got, always in the state in their readiness centers ready to respond to individual communities immediately. But we don't have those resources.
Major General Harold Cross is head of the Mississippi Army National Guard. Thanks for being with us, sir.
Thank you, and thank you for keeping us in your hearts and prayers during this tremendous disaster that we've experienced.